The Yom Tov of Chanukah is based on the Inyan of Hoidah. Like we say in Al Anisim, V'kavu Shmoynes Yimei Chanukah Elu, L'Hoidoysu L'Halel L'Shimcha HaGadol. Now, there's no question about it that on Chanukah there's a lot to be Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. All the Nisim, the Neflois, the Atzala, the Nes of the Menorah, the Shemen, there's definitely a lot to be thankful for. But Chanukah is not the only Yom Tov that there's what to be thankful for. On Pesach also, we had Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, through Nisim v'Neflois, went out of Mitzrayim. There's also what to be Moedat HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. But we don't find any special inyan of Hoidah by Pesach. Only on Chanukah was Nitkan on the inyan of Hoidah. Why Dafka Chanukah? There's a mitzvah in the Torah to remember the Maisa that happened with Miriam. Zachor es asher asa Hashem alekech leMiriam b'derech b'tzeischem mimitzrayim. The reason for this mitzvah, saseh, the Rishonim explain, is to remember the gravity of the isser of Lashon Hara and the consequences from speaking Lashon Hara. Miriam spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu, and then she had Har Tzaras. In order to remember the gravity and the consequences of Lashon Hara, is a mitzvah of remembering Maisa of Miriam. How we makayim this mitzvah to remember the Maisa of Miriam? So one way is to say the pasuk, like you have in the Sidurim after Tefillah Shachris, Zachor es asher asa Hashem alekech leMiriam. The Magen Avram in Siman Samach says there's another way to be yotze the mitzvah of Schiras Maisa Miriam. That's in the bracha of Ava Rabba. In the bracha of Ava Rabba, we say the words L'hoidois L'cha. If a person has in mind by the words of L'hoidois L'cha Maisa Miriam, he's also yotze the mitzvah of remembering Maisa Miriam. What does L'hoidois L'cha have to do with Maisa Miriam? Says the Magen Avram B'Shem D'Arizal. Because when we say L'hoidois L'cha, we remember why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mouth. Hashem gave us our mouth for the purpose of Hoidah, and not for the purpose of Lashon Hara. So by saying L'hoidois L'cha, we could be yotze the mitzvah of remembering Maisa Amalek, the importance, the Aveira of the Isra of Lashon Hara. Apela de Kazach. It sounds like from this Magen Avram that the Inyan of Hoidah and the Inyan of Lashon Hara are connected to each other. What does Hoidah have to do with Lashon Hara? What's the Inyan of Hoidah to Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is different than all other Averis in the Torah. There's something unique about Lashon Hara. Chazal tell us that by all Averis of the Torah, there's a strong Yetzirah to be over the Averis. Because a person is Nene. He enjoys the Avera. So there's an assayin not to do that Avera. But Lashon Hara, Chazal tell us, there's no Hana. Ma Hana Yesh Labala Lashon. There's no Hana in the Sipur, in the saying of Lashon Hara. If there's no Hana in saying Lashon Hara, so why is it such a big Nisayan? Why are people Nichshal so often in the Isra of Lashon Hara? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every single person with an inner need, a tzoyrech nafshi, to feel good about himself. To feel good about himself, to feel accomplished, to feel fulfilled. The reason why Hashem gave us this need is in order to be a motivation to be matzliach. To be matzliach in our Torah, in Avodas Hashem. We want to feel good. So we'll fill ourselves up with the things that make us feel good and we'll grow from that. That's why Hashem gave us this need to feel good about oneself. What does a person do if for some reason he doesn't find inside of himself anything to feel good about? He feels empty. He's lacking any pnimius, any inner feeling of success and fulfillment. Such a person is in danger of falling to Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is an artificial way of making yourself feel good. I can't find in myself anything to feel good about. So I look around at other people. I see all of those chesroinus in other people. And I speak about it to others, that gives me a fake way of feeling good about myself. Kilu, they have all the problems, and not me. That's the nesoyon of Lashon. I don't have any enjoyment from it. But it's coming from the need to feel good. And if a person doesn't find within inside of himself anything to feel good about, he'll end up falling to Lashon Hara. Somebody who's confident with himself, feels good, he has panemius, he knows that he has a lot of good inside of him, he doesn't need to turn to Lashon Hara. It's the empty people that turn to Lashon Hara. That's the Avera of Lashon Hara. What's the reason why people don't feel inside of themselves any fulfillment, any satisfaction? Why do people feel empty inside of themselves? A lot of times the reason is because they're so busy concentrating on what they don't have. They're so busy concentrating on what other people have and only seeing what they're lacking. They have no mind to see what they really have. They can't concentrate and they can't value the milas that they have. That's the reason why people feel empty. Such a person like that, that's so busy concentrating on what he doesn't have, what other people do have, what he's lacking, such a person will never be able to be Moida HaKadosh Baruch Hu on anything. What should I thank him for? All I see is what I'm missing. But somebody who's able to see, even if it's not perfect, even if other people have more, but I'm able to see the milas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give me, such a person is always Moida HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he recognizes the Toiva that he has, and that person at the same time has no need for Lashon Hara. So that's what the Magen Avraham possibly means. Let us remember that our peh was given for Hayda. Let us notice our milas. Let us notice what we do have. Let's not only concentrate on what we don't have and what other people have. Let's concentrate on what we do have, both in our ruchnias and in our gashmias. And then we don't have to come to Lashon Hara. That's the peh that was created, lahoydois, and not for the inyan of Lashon Hara. That's the inyan of Hayda and Lashon Hara. Pesach, for sure there's great things that happened. And by Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a tremendous amount to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. But that's Poshet. We left Mitzrayim, it was all great. By Hanukkah, things weren't so great. Even after the Hatzalah, and we won, quote-unquote, the Chashmonaim won the Yevonim, things weren't so great. The Yevonim were Choshech. Choshech means, like we say in Al Nisim, Hashkicham Torah Secha. After the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim over Yavon, it didn't stop. There's still Shechas HaTorah. There's still Choshech Al Pnei Sohaim. There's still darkness. So where's the big Nitzachon? The big Nitzachon is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that even if things are not perfect like they were, and they might not ever be perfect like they were, but in that darkness, there's a light. There's a light in the darkness. The Nes of Chanukah didn't tell us that there's no darkness. There is darkness. But it's possible to find light within that darkness. That means, even if things are so dark around us, there's something to find, to appreciate, and to value in our Avodas Hashem. And that could also give us the feeling of fulfillment and success and accomplishment. That's the Lahoydeis Lacha that we have on Chanukah. Not just to be moida when things are great and perfect. Even when there's so much choshech, to dig down and find and appreciate the milas and the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's the message of the Haidah of Chanukah. Chanukah was nitkan, was established on Haidah. Haidah when things are not perfect. And that's so important, especially in the Zman, in the times that we're living in. Unfortunately, I'm sure like everybody notices, that the Isser of Lashon Hara is something that did become Hefker, Mamish Hefker, Rachmana Litzlan. And that's for sure connected to what we were saying, that people don't appreciate what they have. They don't appreciate what they have in their Gashmias, and they don't appreciate what they have in their Ruchnias. So they can't feel a fulfillment and a success. There's so much Choshech going on around us. But what we learn from Chanukah is that in all that we're lacking, but there's so much to value also, and to be Lahoydeis Lacha. That's the Nes of Chanukah. Lahoydeis Lacha, Lahoydeis Ulahala L'Shimcha HaGadol.